Richard, we're just walking up towards the ship. How incredible an experience is this for anyone who comes as a punter?
Well, it's always really exciting, especially the first time you go on board. But I've been on board a few times and it still sends shivers down my spine.
And what's it mean to be here in Liverpool? Thousands of people still watching the ship as it's in dock, all welcoming it this morning.
It's incredibly special because Liverpool is our spiritual home and it's wonderful to be here.
Right, Richard, so we're now inside the ship and it's just looking absolutely magnificent. You wouldn't believe that you're in a ship whatsoever, even at sea. You'd think you're on land somewhere in some magnificent grand hotel. That's not the case, obviously. You're going to give us a tour. Just think of two or three amazing rooms in this incredible ship that you'd like to show us.
Yeah, no, that's pretty easy. Certainly the Queen's Room, the Britannia Restaurant, maybe the Golden Lion Pub.
Well, we're in the grand lobby now, which is very much the heart of the ship. And as you can see, this stretches up through seven decks, so it's a really impressive space. Always decked out beautifully in fresh flowers, as you can see. And this is very much where, you know, the centre of the ship is where people come to visit the purser's desk if they need to. And from here, you can go in either direction and visit any number of lounges, bars, restaurants. You've just seen a casino, so it's very much the social hub of the ship. As you get to see, as you go around, it's still very much a ship in the true tradition and sense of Cunard. So rather than being a floating hotel like some cruise ships might be, she's still very much an ocean liner. So you do, as you get to see as we walk around, you still do get all of those ship cues as well as being a hotel.
What's this here?
It's a facsimile of the Magna Carta from Salisbury Cathedral. And Salisbury Cathedral has the best preserved of the four Magna Cartas in the UK. And this is sailing with us at the moment as it is the 800th anniversary of Magna Carta in 1215. This is the main restaurant on board Queen Mary II, the Britannia Restaurant, spread over three decks, as you can see. And this will seat 1,300 people. And the atmosphere in here is unbelievable over dinner.
It's like you are in a completely different world because there are restaurants, very famous restaurants, that are smaller than this, and we're on a boat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's, the atmosphere in here is unbelievable. And this is one of several restaurants, but it is the largest on board the ship.
So what kind of things can people eat in here if they're on board?
Oh, they have a wonderful choice of dishes ranging from Chateaubriand to lobster to wonderful chicken dishes and anything you can imagine. You know, the food here compares with the best food you get in any restaurant in the world. Can you see the Veuve Clicquot Champagne Bar just here?
Yes.
Yeah. We're now in the Veuve Clicquot Champagne Bar. And as you can imagine, a lot of champagne does get drunk on board. Veuve Clicquot has always been Cunard's favourite champagne, and we sell that in our champagne bars across each of the three ships, and this is a really popular place to be in the evening. There's a real magic about this ship. You do get that sense of occasion, and you know, you can just imagine what it's like when it's full of 2,600 passengers, and you know, the atmosphere is just always electric.
Seems to be bands or stages in every restaurant. So is there something different on every night for someone to come and see?
Well, there's live music every evening around the ship. There'll be somebody playing the piano and singing in the Commodore Club, for example. There's live jazz in the chart room. There's always a full orchestra in the Queen's Room. So there's music to suit all tastes. There's rock music. There's disco music. There's plenty of places to just enjoy yourself and dance the night away.
I could have a bit of music in the background.
So it sounds like we're about to sample some of that music you were just talking about.
It does, exactly. We have an event here later this morning, and it really does give you an idea as to what it's like when you're at sea. Well, you've come to the Queen's Room Ballroom. This is the largest ballroom at sea, and as I said earlier, music and dancing is always very popular amongst our Cunard guests. And this is also where we serve our white-gloved afternoon tea every afternoon. And there's always music during afternoon tea as well, so quite often people get up and dance as they're enjoying their beautiful sandwiches, their dainty little cakes. Yes, it's a great place to be.
Can you just talk us through the kind of layout of this ballroom then, as you say, the biggest at sea?
Well, there's a traditional oak dance floor in the middle of the ballroom that's over 1,000 square feet. And that backs onto the stage where we have our live orchestras in the evening. And there's plenty of room around the sides for people to sit and relax and watch the dancing. And also, if they're enjoying afternoon tea, then you know, there's plenty of space for everyone.
In the middle of the day at the moment, but there's plenty of people enjoying the entertainment that's already on offer.
Well, we have a special reception here today to, you know, one of our things to celebrate being in Liverpool. And as you can see, people are already drinking champagne. It's just past 12 o'clock.
One of the things I know is every room is just resplendent in its layout and its decor. Does it still make the hair stand up on the back of your neck every time you walk on the ship for the first time after a few weeks away?
It certainly does, Matt. Yeah, I get the chance to come on board when the ship is in Southampton occasionally. Yeah, to be up here in Liverpool today is good too, but whenever I come on, yeah, it sends the shivers down my spine. It's such a wonderful place to be. Real sense of occasion every time you walk up that gangway.
Can you remember what it first felt like, the first time you saw it?
I certainly do. I saw her in Southampton. Now, when would it be? It was January 2004, in fact, when she arrived in Southampton for the very first time. That was before I worked for Cunard, and she sailed from the shipyard to Southampton for her naming ceremony, which was by the Queen, of course, at the beginning of January 2004.
And did that make you want to work for Cunard? Is that what pushed you this way?
Oh, it goes back a long way before then, in fact, because my grandfather, he worked for Cunard. He was head chef on the original Queen Mary. And I can remember him as a little boy hearing his stories of being at sea, and I thought, well, one day I'd love to work for Cunard too, so that's why I'm here.
It does have a certain sense of family about it, and it does run in history. There are many families in Liverpool who've had two or three generations who've all worked for Cunard, if not longer.
Yeah, my grandfather, he was based in Liverpool for much of his career. And in Liverpool, similarly in Southampton, yeah, we get two, three generations, even more, who've worked for Cunard.
Does that make it even more special then, knowing that your grandfather, he worked out of this very River Mersey?
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah, he worked in the Cunard building. So yeah, to come back here and see it all again today, you know, it brings back, you know, memories which I can remember, you know, from stories that he told me as a little boy. The Boston Cup was presented to Samuel Cunard when he first arrived in Boston on Britannia on the maiden transatlantic crossing that Cunard made in 1840. And the citizens of Boston were so delighted to see Cunard sailing to Boston that they presented Samuel Cunard with this fabulous cup.
Can you just describe what it looks like to our listeners?
Oh, well, it's about 3 feet tall, isn't it? 3.5 feet tall. It's made of silver with serpents on the fish on the side. Very elaborately decorated and engraved as a special presentation to Samuel Cunard. Really beautiful.
I'm looking at it. I don't reckon I'd be able to pick it up. It looks pretty heavy.
I've never picked it up myself, but I think you're probably right. Yeah, it would weigh a fair bit, I should think.
Hello.
Hi. What's your favourite place on board then?
Well, if I'm absolutely honest, my absolute favourite place is a wonderful bar called the Commodore Club, which is our special martini and cocktail bar. Overlooking the bow of the ship on deck 10, and it's a fabulous place to be in the evening, especially if you're sailing into a sunset, sipping a beautiful martini, listening to the piano music. It's just such an incredible atmosphere in there. It's so nice.
But you're saying we're not going to go there because it's a long way to walk.
Well, exactly, and I'm conscious of time, and for us to get there from, we're in the Golden Lion pub now, and to get to the Commodore Club is a good sort of 5 minutes walk away, so we might have time. We'll see how it goes. Well, this is the Golden Lion, and we have a Golden Lion pub on each of our three queens. It's a very traditional British style pub, as you can see. People love coming here just to chill out, relax, listen to some music in the evening, watch a football match. It's just like your best pub at home. Good place to be. We do lovely pub food in here, pub lunches, gastro pub style food. Oh. Beautifully cooked, really nice. That lady over there, she's got a shepherd's pie, I think. We do wonderful fish and chips, steak and mushroom pie. So all that sort of traditional food that you, if you're the other side of the world and you fancy something to remind you of home, this is a good place to come.
Despite the amount of times that you've been on here, do you find something new to do every time?
you'd never ever get bored, and there is something new every single time you come on board. You're exactly right there. And there's different entertainment for every cruise. There's different guest speakers on board. There might be new specialities in the restaurant that you haven't tasted before. So every time there's something new and something different.
How often do you get lost?
It still happens. Amazing, yeah. But she's a big ship, as you can see, and it's quite easy to get lost, even if you've been on board several times before.
Do you generally ever stumble on a room that you've never seen before?
That's rare. I think I've been to virtually every room on board now, so as far as I'm aware, there's not any that I haven't seen.
We've just walked down another corridor, and we've stumbled in what appears to be the Empire.
Well, almost. This is the Royal Court Theatre. As you can see, it's an incredible theatre. It seats 1,300 people. We're standing on the stage, and state-of-the-art technology here. So when the shows are taking place, in terms of the special effects, the lighting, everything, it's a great place to come to see a West End-style show or a traditional theatrical production. Really is tremendous.
And imagine that it's not the same show every night, because there's people on board for a significant amount of time. There must be different planned shows for different people.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you imagine if you're on board for a world cruise, it's good to have a variety of entertainment. Some of the shows do get repeated from time to time, but then everybody has their favourite, and frequently they want to come back and see the same show again, so that does happen. But we do our best on a typical 1 or 2 week cruise to have something different happening every single night.
What's the best show you've seen in this theatre?
Oh, Appassionata is always a really good show, and that's where the Cunard singers and dancers really come to life, and I've seen that several times, and it's always a wonderful show.
Richard, we've just walked away from the theatre down a corridor which has shown us a kind of layout of the whole theatre in the whole ship in map form. We're now come back to where we started. It's been an incredible tour.
We're back in the grand lobby now, and it's been a real pleasure to show you around, Matt. Hopefully next time you'll be on board for a cruise.
Well, it's just been fantastic. You don't believe, even standing outside it, you can't understand how many rooms, how many different things there are to do, how big it is just by looking at it from outside, and then you come in and yeah. It's incredible.
Well, it's great to show you on board and bring the whole thing to life, so that's really good.